Hello everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sunstripes Workout Podcast. Are you ready? Today, I thought I would do some random Royal Cat quizzes because I haven't done that yet and I want to. Yay! So we're on the web and we're going into the game section because that's where all the quizzes are located. Nice. Alright, here we go. Where are we going? I think we should do which power should Star Clan grant you because it's fun. I mean, it seems cool or interesting. Here we go. What did you want to be when you grew up when you were little? I'm not going to read out all the answers because that will take way too long. And also, I will probably lose my voice. No, I never lose my voice. But anyway, I wanted to be a writer or an artist, but mostly a writer. Or an author, whatever. Next. Okie dokie. Which of these groups of cats would you join to talk to at your first gathering as an apprentice? Alright, maybe I will read these out. Just because it's probably easier for you to hear, to understand what I'm doing. The group of only your own clanmates, the group of apprentices your age from all the clans, the group of the most legendary warriors you've ever heard nursery stories about, the group of the clan's medicine cats, the group of the most gossipy cats, the group of the clan deputies and other senior warriors, the group of elders from all clans. Probably join the elders so that I can just listen and don't have to speak. Because I'm good at listening. Well, if I'm interested. Oh my god, my headphone cord is in the way. What word would your friends use to describe you? Creative, intuitive, confident, compassionate, observant, inquisitive, or mellow creative? Which of these books that you read for school did you enjoy the most? The Great Gatsby, never heard of it. Pride and Prejudice, heard of it, but never read it. Hamlet, never heard of it. Frankenstein, haven't read it, but I've heard of it. The Odyssey, never heard of it. The works of Edgar Allan Poe. Never heard of it, sadly. Romeo and Juliet, no. Haven't read it, but I have heard of it. Haven't read any of these. I have not read any of these. If you were a clan cat, what would your favourite part of clan life be? Walking with Star Clan in dreams and learning their secrets, socialising with your clanmates, pushing your body to become stronger through training, learning the art of healing, meeting cats from other clans, hearing tales of past glories, climbing trees, swimming in streams, racing across the moors, blah blah blah. That one. If you would be an animal for a day, what would you choose? Bird, tiger, monkey, wolf, bear, fox, wild horse. I want to be a monkey. Actually, I don't really want to be a monkey. I want to be a bird. Yes. What is your favourite place to go on vacation? A peaceful cabin in the woods, a road trip, theme park, the beach, travel abroad, a big city camping. I've never been to a theme park, but it seems fun. Apart from the fact that it's usually really busy. If you found a rogue in your territory while on patrol, how would you handle the situation? Observe them from afar for a while, lead the rogue back to camp and let your leader decide how best to deal with them, chase them off, offer to bring them back to camp to rest and recover, approach the friend and ask them about the sort of things they've seen, approach them cautiously and ask what business they have in your territory, approach and explain that they've crossed into clan territory and offer to lead them back to the border. Observe them from afar. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, last question. Which of these warrior suffixes do you think would suit you best? Song, heart, claw, leafs, sight, shade, fern. Sun song, sun heart, sun claw, sun leaf, sun sight, sun shade, sun fern. I like shade. I reckon shade would be good. Mostly A's. Starkland would grant you the power to walk in dreams. I can already walk in dreams. You are a quiet, contemplative soul, and you see things in ways that others may not think of. Oh, interesting. With this power, you can see deep into the heart of people's dearest hopes and darkest fears by walking in there. Oh, you walk in other people's dreams. I actually understand that now, right? Ooh, there's a few blah. There's a few quotes here that I want to read. All from Leopard Star's honor, and it's all Mudfur to Leopard Star, or Leopard Star about Mudfur. So there's only three. Right, this is Mudfur to Leopard Star and Leopard Star's honor. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and do something. You can't change the past, but you can change the future. You can save the clans, and you will. You owe them one last fight. So I just like reading all these quotey thingies, because I don't know why, I just, they're fun. Oopsie daisy, I did something. Hang on. Yeah. Right, back. All she had ever wanted was for her father to believe in her. She'd tried so hard to impress him, and yet here they stood. Leopard Star about Mudfur in Leopard Star's honor. I haven't forgotten that my vision told me you'd save the clan one day, but I worry you'll choose to save them through war instead of peace, and I'm scared you'll live to regret it. Mudfur to Leopard Fur. Oh wait, I want to Leopard Fur. Mudfur to Leopard Fur. Nice. All right, we're going to do more quizzes. 'Cause quizzes are cool and fun. Well, maybe I should scream at the moon pool. Bramble Heart would like that idea, and so would I. 'Cause the moon pool is mean to me, very, very mean to me. What role would suit you better? I don't want to do that. I don't know what that even means. How well do you? Oh, now it's how well do you know? How well do you know? How well do you know? But I don't want to answer any. I don't want to do any of those. Well, that looks like that's all of them. How well do you know about these thingy-majiggies? So I guess we'll go to the webs. Oh, not the website. We'll go on the web though. And we will search up Wirecat quizzes. Right, Wirecat quizzes. Just realized how close my mic was to me. Sorry about that. Wirecat quizzes quote ev. Let's do that. She cats only. She cats only. She cats only. Not Wirecat one. Girls only. Ah, oh, that's not a Wirecat one. Yes, how well do you know Wirecats? I don't want to do a how well do you know. Wirecats clan position. Yes, oh, I'll just do that then. Because this isn't a She Cats only one. None of these pictures are my own. Oh, that wasn't. Pfft. When you're in camp, what are you doing? Sorting herbs, finding patrol to go on, look after my kits, play fighting, sunbathing, sending out patrols, making sure everyone is okay. I want to sunbathe. Get nice and warm. Personality traits: intelligent, depended on, caring, fiercely protective, independent, skilled, wise, respected, energetic, impatient, knowledgeable, caring, organized, loyal. I'm not really sure. Not many. I'll do knowledgeable and caring. When you were a kid, what did you want to be? Warrior, queen, or warrior? Elder warrior, eldest day kit, medicine cat, deputy leader. I don't know what I wanted to be. I wanted to grow up to be a warrior, I guess. Sorry about that. I got interrupted. Right, here we are back on this quiz again. Ha ha ha, there's a funny joke in the picture. This one cat is like, Rin Clan isn't the best clan, you know. And then he goes, in fact, I would only give it a 1-star rating. And the other cat is mad. Anyway, who's your mentor? Grey Stripe, Blue Star, Leaf Pool, School Flight, Fire Star, my mom. Mouse Purr. I don't know. I would like Grey Stripe as my mentor, I would think. What does this picture say? She must be Med. That's my new son. I'm Rusty. Lisa, who the f-f-f-f is that? A kitty pet. Okay. Okay. There is a clan meeting going on. What are you doing near the Med den? with my mother near the nursery, sleepily looking at the leader, beneath the rock looking at the leader. I'm leading it right near the rock, sleepily looking at the leader, because I just want to sleep. Healing or fighting? I would fight. Oh, wait, there was an I don't know option. Hang on, let me go. I don't know yet. Do you want to be a medicine cat, just so it's more accurate? Unsure. Yes, I want to be a medicine cat. No, I don't want to be. I'm unsure. I'd be fine with a medicine cat. What are your eyes like? Glowing with knowledge, glowing with thought. Definitely that one. Glowing with pride and protection, glowing with intelligence and skills, glowing with excitement, glowing with thought. I'm an elder. I'm an old person. Congrats, you got elder. You are wise, knowledgeable, and looked up to in the clan. Yeah, right, like I would be looked up to. You have fought for your clan when you were a warrior, and now since you have taken care of your clan, it is their turn to take care of you. You tell the kids stories, bathe in sunlight, and spread wisdom. If you liked your result, consider joining my group. Yeah. Actually, that wasn't too bad. Oh my goodness gracious. Too many she-cats only. I don't like that. Why is there only she-cat onlys? Why? Why, I say. That's she-cats only. Make an OC and I'll give you a starter. Sure. What? Professor Mint. Oh, that's what Professor Mint is saying. Welcome. So this is a combo of two kinds of quizzes. An OC making quiz and a Pokemon partner quiz. Oh, that's what I meant by starter. I know it's a little weird, but for me to decide what kind of Pokemon I should trust you with for this journey, I must know what kind of person you are. The answers are, but, Mint, no buts. I don't know, it's going to be fun. Okay, I'm just going to say okay. Professor Mint. Okay, so first, what is your OC from? Undertale, Earthbound, Harry Potter, Percy Jackson, Sonic, Mario, MLP, LPS, Foxcraft, Warriors, Wings of Fire, My Own Thing, Pokemon, Duh, Other, Disney, Steven Universe, Adventure Time. I'm from Warriors. Cool, so next, is your OC male or female? Male. Now, what species is your OC? An animal. Professor Mint, wait, there was multiple options, hang on. Animal, yeah, wait, no, just an animal. Next up, what colour hair does your OC have? Weird colours and it's not normal. Weird colours and it's normal. Normal for them. Ginger and stuff. Great, what is your OC's personality? Goth, nerdy, girly girl, athletic, tomboy, cool. Nana. What's a tomboy? I don't know. Is there any more? Did I just get out of the quiz? Yeah, I did. Okay, that was a weird, strange kind of quiz. Just ignore that. What is your warrior cat's name? And clan, this is for she-cats and tomcats! Yes! Oh, yeah. Yeah. First, what would you take a mate or have kits? I would take a mate and have kits. Yes, I would. You and your friend encounter a group of three large kitty pets. How do you react? Try to explain. Maybe they didn't know it was my clan's territory. Attack, we can take them on. Chase them off. Go get help immediately. Ask them about their travels. I'll try to explain. I don't want to get my ears ripped off. Wait, they're kitty pets. Ugh. You and your clan mates are hunting. What do you try and catch? Something big, like an eagle and other large birds. Lots of fat mice, a big fat juicy rabbit, an adder, whatever I find. Whatever I find, we find, as long as I'm not starving. A fire rages for your camp. Who do you save first? The kits, my loved one, the leader, myself, my friends. Kits. Your enemy is being chased by dogs. What do you do? Wait and see how it pans out. Cross my fingers and hope they get caught. Chip them so the dogs catch them. Lead the dogs away and save your enemy. Get help and attack the dogs. Probably wouldn't do anything. I don't want to get involved. I'll try and lead the dogs away, because then maybe the enemy might not be an enemy anymore. Which clan? River clan or wind clan? Sky clan or shadow clan? Sky clan or wind clan? River clan or thunder clan? River clan. River clan or wind clan? pick a cat you think looks the best. Oh, basically, it's a really cute looking baby or young ginger cat, a bright grey one, a whatever that is, what's it called, tortoiseshell cat that is walking through the grass, and then a normal looking cat that I don't really know how to, yeah. There's that. I need to put in the password for my, what? I need to put in the password for my internet. Not my internet, but still. Well, I think the ginger cat looks better. Which cat would you despise? A cat who believes power is the key to a great life. A cat who breaks the royal code constantly. A cat who doesn't believe in Starclan. Cats who are obsessed with Starclan and follow the royal code 24/7. A cat who lies. A cat who isn't loyal. A cat who believes power is the key to a great life. Your clan is in battle. You leader, I think it means your leader, your mate, and your best friend are all in trouble. Who do you save first? I don't know. Mate, best friend, then leader. Mate, leader, then best friend. Leader, then mate, then best friend. Leader, best friend, then mate. Alright. Basically, just all the orders you could possibly do. I don't know. I probably have to do my mate, and then my best friend, then leader, I reckon. What do you think is most important? Being truthful, being kind and caring, being powerful and feared, being noble and wise, being loyal to your clan and clanmates. Kind and caring. Do you like cats? Yes, they are adorable. I've had lots. I mean, they're okay. I've had one. Not really. I've never had one. I think they're really cool. I've had more than one. I like them. I've had one before. I don't like them at all. I've had one. I'm allergic, but love them. I'm allergic, but I don't like them anyway. Yes, they are adorable. I've had lots. That's my answer. Calculating. I am honeycomb or shine fur. Oh, so it's like she-cat's results. So the she-cat results are honeycomb. Tomcat results, shine fur. Shine fur is a Rin Clan warrior. He's shy and soft-spoken. He loves to help the medicine cat, but would never balance the responsibilities of being an actual medicine cat. His sisters, Honeycomb and Goldenfish, are very fond of him. He is a brown gold pelt with brown eyes. He has a small tum and is a reek fighter. He is great at hunting and is very popular among clans for being friendly to all. He is easy to beat in battle, but since Shine Fur is so nice, cats usually feel bad running against him. Shine Fur doesn't want to take a mate because he is in love with Rin Clan's medicine cat, Cloudwing. He loves Cloudwing because she is kind to all and shows small acts of kindness, like playing with the kids. He loves Starclan very much and is happy to be blessed. That actually seems not too bad about me. That's not too bad. Hey, Honeycomb's actually the name of the person who wrote this quiz as well. Interesting. How long has this recording been going on for? I do not know. I do not care. I don't know. Oh, there's no more Wirecat quizzes on this website. Let's go to a new website. Oh, I need to search up Wirecat quizzes again. Bum 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 bum, bada bum bum bum. Go check out the competition link in the description. Send it through an email to me, Brambleheart or TC or Talking Cats chat email. Right, cool. It's about the clans and stuff. We have 3 entries. Please, we need more. More entries is better. Okay. What is my royal cat name? Which warrior are you? What character are you? We'll do which is my royal cat name. Oh, I think I've done this before. Yeah. That's fine. Start. I don't think I've done it on the podcast though. Which clan do you prefer? River Clan. I don't know why I like River Clan. I just do. I know that they're cowards, but still. A group of rogues attacked your camp. You flee, run, and hide, fight no matter the cost. Oh, I did do this with Brambleheart. Well, I'm doing it again. Protect your leader no matter what, rip the enemy's heads off, fight no matter the cost. You hear a mouse in the undergrowth. You creep forward and downwind. You can smell it, and it is within pouncing range. You leap, hoping to catch it. Lay low while longer to make sure you get it just right. Creep closer and closer, hoping it won't run. Leap, hoping to catch it. Your leader announces your warrior name and your mentor. Your mentor is a cat you dislike and know something about. No other clan member does you. Hang on. That's a bit. It's a bit glitched. Oh, and know and knows. It's meant to be knows something about. No other clan member does. Okay, it's a bit not written properly, but hey. I will talk to your leader. Hiss and claw at your mentor. Nod your head and look at your paws. Unsure what to do next. No matter what your warrior. That's all that matters. What you get? Yeah, this is the broken question. No matter. What, you're a warrior, but you've just gotten a mentor, so I'm just going to say talk to your leader. Your camp is being burned by an out-of-control fire. Smoke blocks your view of everything. You must get out. You call out names. Search for the cats. You know you must get away. Search for the cats. Your leader is pinned by another clan's warrior, ripping and hissing each other. You see that the warrior is too powerful for your leader. You stop your fight and want to help your leader. Know that your leader will make it and continue your own fight. Continue my own fight, because I'm trying to fight someone right now. You're falling in love with a cat from another clan. You know it's going to throw a code. You sneak away to see your mate. Run away from your clan. Stop seeing the cat. Sneak away to see the mate. You are seen the enemy in the enemy territory by your clan's deputy. You know this won't result well, but you've had a message from the Star Clan saying you must take this journey. You try to explain what you're doing, one fleeing high, don't care what your deputy thinks. Star Clan told you this one, you must continue. Must continue. That's what I would do. What position do you prefer? I don't know. Apprentice. Because then I could either be. Actually, not a kit. I don't have to worry about anything as a kit. What defines you best out of these? Cute, bold, smart, brave, cool. None of them. I've had this many, many times before. I'm cool. No, I'm not cool. Well, I'm going to go a random one because there's none of them. Brave it is. I'm not brave at all. I have serious problems with doing these kind of quizzes. I got Silver Feather. You are Silver Feather. You are Brave She-Cat Warrior River Clan. You have a sleek white coat lined with silver and bright blue eyes. And for your personality, you will stop at nothing to protect your clan. For you to live by the warrior code. You are gentle and loving, and many clan cats look up to you as a noble warrior. You have an apprentice named Dawnpaw and seek love from a member outside of your clan. Okie dokie. Well, I think I will end it there because this has gone on for like 25 minutes now or something like that. Which is pretty good considering most of my episodes don't go on for nearly that long. But yes, so if you like the podcast, please consider subscribing. I sound like a YouTuber right now. Let's go. Link in the description. Maybe if I can be bothered, or if I can find it, because I'm not recording on PC today, so I might not be able to find it. But hey, we'll see. Enter the document link in the subscription. Send me a friendly, nice email, because emails make me happy. Or voice message, all that kind of stuff in the description if I can be bothered. And yes, I will see you in the next episode. Oh, wait. Before you go, there was a really good question I wanted to put in the Q&A below if you're listening on Spotify. Let me go rethink that for a minute. Be right back. Okay, yeah, I don't know what it was. If you're listening on Spotify, go down to the Q&A below, because there might be something there once I think of it. So, yeah. See you in the next episode. Bye!